今天有需要回到主日学的青少年儿童和老师，现在可以回到主日学当中。好，感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this morning we continue to study the word of God.
啊，我们弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's stand up and let's read the scripture on the screen.
啊，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读《使徒行传》十六章第九节到第十节。第九节起，在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。好，感谢神，我们经文读到这里，我们来祷告。我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, give your words through the Bible.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
People live not by food alone, but by every word from God.
神的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，照亮我们前面的道路，不让我们落到黑暗当中。
Word of God is a lamp of our feet, light of our paths, lead us not far in the darkness and in the light.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a thing in the name of Christ.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，我们今天继续来看《使徒行传》的经文。
We today continue to study the Book of Acts.
在《使徒行传》十六章，让我们看到使徒保罗一行人呢，他们这个时候正在为他们要去到哪里继续传福音好像正在举棋不定的时候。
And we can see in that in chapter 16, we see that Paul and his team just pray, wondering where they will continue their missionary journey.
但这个时候呢，神让使徒保罗看到一个异象。有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
And at that time God gave Paul a vision, and in this vision a Macedonian and a storm and a called them to help them to go to Macedonia.
然后使徒保罗和他们的一行人看到这个异象之后，他们就立刻就去到马其顿。那么这其实是一个历史性的时刻。
So as long as Paul and saw this vision, and he and his team just turned their way to Macedonia, and this actually is a historical event.
那么从这个时候开始呢，福音就从亚洲传到了欧洲大陆。
The historical event is that because from that moment on, the gospel is preached from Asia to Europe.
那么我们也知道，当使徒保罗他们一行人去到马其顿，马其顿那个时候是罗马的一个省。
And we know that when Paul and the team went to Macedonia, at that time Macedonia is a province of the Roman Empire.
我们知道罗马帝国的这个疆域，在那个时候它的疆域它是横跨欧亚两个大陆的。
We know at that time the Empire of Rome actually its territory is crossed Asia and Europe.
那么整个地中海都是罗马帝国的，可以说是内海。
Also, all the Macedonia area is actually kind of called inner ocean, inner sea for Roman Empire.
但是使徒保罗他们这个时候呢，事实上就离开罗马帝国，在亚洲的这个疆域呢，就去到欧洲的这样的一个疆域。
So from this moment on, actually, that basically Paul and the team.Move away from the territory, Asia territory of the Roman Empire to European territory of the Roman Empire.
如果我们看接下来的经文，我们就会看到，这个时候很快在欧洲就诞生了第一个基督教会。
And we see pretty soon, and in Europe, there is the first church was born.
那这个教会是诞生在一个名叫吕底亚的这个富人家中。
And this church actually was born in called Lydia's a woman's home. The name is Lydia.
好，我们来看今天的经文。这个时候，在这个异象当中呢， 使徒保罗看见有一个马其顿人来哀求他，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
So let's go back to today's scripture. We can see to today's scripture that in the vision, a Macedonian stood and pleaded with him, said, "Come and help us."
那看到这节经文，我就联想到。在埃及为奴的以色列人，他们四百年向上帝哀求，来拯救我们吧，拯救我们吧。
And look at the scripture, kind of remind us of the Egypt, the Israelites in Egypt, to be slaves for 400 years, and they prayed to God, to help us.
那么在埃及为奴的以色列人，他们向上帝哀求，来拯救我们吧，来拯救我们吧。这个原因当然是非常容易理解的。
And it's obviously the reason for Israelites in Egypt to plead to God to help them save them. It's the reason is very obvious.
因为显然，因为在那个时候，埃及法老王是苦待以色列人啊，让他们做苦工，让他们当奴隶，甚至杀死他们的男孩。
Because at that time, the Pharaoh of Egypt actually oppressed Israelites and. Make them a slave and even kill their boys.
所以以色列人在这个绝望黑暗当中，就向上帝呼求：“拯救我们吧，拯救我们吧。”
So in their desperation, they cried, "Pray to God, save us."
那马其顿人这个时候为什么要呼求来帮助我们呢
？But in this case, Macedonia, why are we in the vision? They call to help them. Help us.
马其顿人是奴隶吗？马其顿人在做苦工吗？马其顿人是受压迫吗
？Is Macedonia actually under press, or they are slave, or they are doing like hard labors?
其实当然不是，马其顿人不是这样的。
Of course they're not. They're not.
马其顿我们刚才说到，它是罗马帝国的一个省份，这个省份非常的重要，是当时罗马帝国他们元老院直辖的一个省份，直接管辖的一个省份。
Macedonia actually, like we said, it's a province of Roman Empire, and also this province is very important. Actually, is directly governed by the Roman Senator.
那它其实是它是一个很富有的省份。那么罗马人当啊不是马其顿人当然不是那种奴隶啊苦工。马其顿人可以说是很当时很骄傲和很高贵的罗马人身份。
So Macedonia actually is pretty wealthy and rich, and the people living in Macedonia definitely they are not slavery or working hard labor. They are pretty proud citizens of Rome.
他们有什么需要保罗来帮助呢
？Why do you need any help from Paul？
保罗能帮助他们什么呢
？What Paul can help them for？
那么马其顿不仅是当时一个罗马帝国非常重要的省份，因为也是很富有，它也是当时一个文化的重镇，或者更加准确说，一个希腊文化的重镇。
And Macedonia is not only it's wealthy and it's important province, it's also very important in culture.In the sense of culture, it's in particular the Greek culture.
那么，人类历史当中最有名的马其顿人，有一个马其顿人非常出名，那他就是亚历山大大帝。
And in the history of one person is very famous out of Macedonia is Alexander the Great.
那亚历山大的大帝的老师可能就更出名了。
And his teacher, Alexander the Great, his teacher probably is even more famous.
就希腊的哲学家亚里士多德。
And of course, this is the philosopher, Greek philosopher Aristotle.
所以，当然了，有人说亚历山大大帝也是非常优秀的哲学家。那么，其实，在马其顿这个地方，他们就是文化哲学是非常非常的，这个丰富的一个地方。
So you can see in the place of Macedonia, it's very rich in the culture, in philosophy.
所以呢，看上去马其顿其实是一个无论是物质。还是精神文化方面都非常富足的地方。
So from that view, you can see Macedonia at that time, if whether you're from material or from spiritual, this is a very rich place. guys.
马其顿人需要使徒保罗帮他们什么呢？
So would Macedonia want the Paul to help us?
所以有人讲这样的一句话，就是当时在马其顿这个地方啊，街道上都充满了思想家、哲学家。
And someone like saying that at that time in Macedonia, on the street, you can run all the philosophers and thinkers.
其实有时候我有这个感觉。
And sometimes I have that feeling.
当然，我不是说我去到马其顿了，我是说我就现在就在波恩斯，我觉得哎呦，好像满大街都是思想家、哲学家一样。
And I'm not saying I have been there in Macedonia. I'm just thinking when I walk on a street in Boise, I find a lot of people like philosophy and thinkers.
有一次哈，就是我就在教会的停车场，然后正好就有一个白人大叔就走过来。
And one time I was in a parking lot, and a white person came to me.
然后他就好奇问我，他说，哎。你们教会是韩国人的教会还是中国人的教会华人的教会、
啊、So you curious ask me, is your church is a Korean church or Chinese church?
然后我说是华人的教会。
I told them it's Chinese church.
然后我就邀请他来参加我们教会聚会啊、来参加我们的主日聚会啊。
So I just invited him and said if he come to join my Sunday worship.
因为他应该就是住在这个附近的哈。
I think he probably live around nearby here.
后来这个大叔他怎么回答？其实啊，就是这位朋友他怎么回答呢？他就说啊，耶稣就在我心里，我一个人就是教会，所以我不用去到任何教会。
And then this friend, do you know how he answered my question, invitation? He said, "Jesus is in my heart, and my one person is a church, and I don't need to go to church."
他说我去到哪里，我一个人就是教会。
Well, I go, and I myself is a church.
后我听到这样的回答，我大吃一惊。我听到很多很多的理由，很多很多的原因，人们说他不来教会，但这一个我是从没听过。
And I was very surprised because I hear a lot of reason for not coming to the church, but that's the first one I heard.
那我竟无言以对，好像蛮有思想哈，好像蛮有神学意味在里面哈。
I at that time I was speechless. It's like looked like he's full of theology.
还有一次呢，我帮助一个无家可归的人。
And one time I helped a homeless person.
事实上，他经常跟我讨论一些就是非常非常深刻的一些关于圣经的问题，或者说神学的问题。
And when I helped that person often discussed with me about very detailed some kind of theological question.
他有一次看到我们教会就外面那个大堂上面就贴着那个主耶稣教导我们的主导文。
And one time he saw that in our church we have the Lord's Prayer hang on there.
然后主导文里面有一句话，他说不是说主耶稣教导我们祷告，让我们不要遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶吗？
He said, well, in the Lord's Prayer, the Lord teach us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
然后，这个无家可归的人他就问我，他说，耶稣为什么让我们这样祷告呢？为什么让我们祷告说不要让我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶呢？
And that person just asked me, why Jesus asked us to pray that way, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
他说，你看啊，他说，如果耶稣就是上帝，是不是？我说是，耶稣就是上帝。但如果上帝是良善的，是慈爱的，上帝就一定不会让我们遇见试探呢、啊，一定不会让我们落到凶恶里去啊。
And he said, you know, Jesus is God, right? And if God is good and mercy, and then he will definitely not let us fall into the temptation.
那他为什么还多此一举，让我们祷告说？求神不要让我遇到试探，求神让我不要落到凶恶当中，那不是多余吗
？So why he's like doing something like extra work for want us to pray and lead us not into temptation？
他既然这样让我们这样的去祷告，那是不是就是说他还是有可能会让我们遇见试探，让我们掉到凶恶里去啊？
And he said, since he wants us to pray that way, means he's still possible to let us fall into the temptation and fall to the evil ones.
或者说一定会掉到试探落到凶恶里去，因为这一定会发生。如果完全不会发生，你祷告为什么？你求为什么呢？
And or in other words, Jesus is pretty sure we will do that. If not, why you will pray for?
就是那上帝，他让我们落到试探里，落到这个凶恶里，那上帝一点都不良善吗？
So if God let us fall into the temptation and in the evil ones.And then God is not good.
大家可能没有听清楚他这个逻辑哈，但我当时也有点懵。哎，这个逻辑在哪里啊
？And maybe we're a little confused, just like I was at that time. What is her logic?
不管怎么说，哎呀，听上去好像蛮深刻的样子哈，听上去好像他想的蛮深的样子。
But no matter what, if you hear that, I just think she does give a very deep thought on this.
我还听见有人是这样来质疑啊，来质问啊，基督徒的信仰。
And also we hear, I hear people like questions Christian faiths.
他说：“你们基督徒啊，总是说神就是爱。
”And as a Christian, always mention to you, God is love.
啊，神把他的儿子耶稣给了世人。
And God gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to the world.
但最后，上帝把他儿子又收回了呀，耶稣又到。上帝天父那里去了呀。
But God actually took Jesus back because he went back to heaven.
我给别人的礼物，我从来不收回。
If I give other people a gift, I don't take it back.
因为我觉得我比你们基督徒口中的神更有爱呀。
And I think I'm have more love than the God that your Christian mentioned.
哦，我听到这样的话，我也第一次听到有人这样来质问神。
And also, I hear that type of question. That's the first time I hear it that way.
我不用去到几千年前的马其顿，满街都是哲学家的地方，就是今天在伯恩斯，就今天在北美一个地方，似乎满大街都充满非常有思想的人，似乎满大街都是哲学家，甚至都是神学家一样。
And what I'm trying to say, those examples, is we really don't need to go to Macedonia at that time. And even today, in the Boise on the street, you can run into a lot of people, seems they think a lot, they have a deep thinking, and with philosophy and with theology.
但是因为，哇，这么多人，好像很有思想，好像如何如何，就表明他们不需要福音了吗？
But the question is, with all those people seems good thinking and they think a lot, does that mean they don't need the gospel?
事实恰恰相反。
On contrary,
越是这样的人越需要福音。
The people more like this, more need.
因为他迷路了。
Because it lost.
越是这样的人越需要福音的真理来归正他，来带领他。
People like this, the more like more thinking, the more need the Bible to basically correct them, to lead them.
所以我们今天思想马其顿人的呼声。
So today when we think about this calling from Macedonia,
马其顿人他们也富足啊，他们不是奴隶啊，他们的文化、他们的哲学好像都很高明啊，都很丰富啊，他们需要。福音呢？他们为什么需要福音呢
？So when we think about this Macedonian call, and they come from this area, it's important politically and rich in culture and in material. They still need gospel.
事实恰恰相反，越是这些自以为富足的地方，越是这些自以为聪明的人，他们就越是需要福音的真理。
The truth is the place that I think is full of culture and abundance and wisdom and more they need the gospel.
越是在看似好像一无所缺的地方，越是这些人觉得我什么都知道，越是这样的一群人，越是这样的一个地方，越是需要上帝真理的光照，越是需要神的拯救，越是需要福音。马其顿就是这样的一个地方。
And the place or people think they want nothing and they have everything. And the place, more the place like this, more they need a gospel. And just like Macedonia.
这种地方不仅是两千年前的马其顿，这种地方在今天的世界也有很多啊。这样的人在今天的世界也有很多。
in this place and those type of people. It's not only happened in the 2,000 years ago in the Macedonia, it's happened today everywhere, a lot of people.
很多人啊都在讨论，都在争论。我们都知道啊，在这之前，保罗他曾经打算是往东方传福音的。
And a lot of people actually are arguing, are discussing, are debating. And but think about this. And before this event, actually, Paul really went toward the east to preach the gospel.
那我们也知道是神给保罗看到一个异象，让他往西方去了，就是往欧洲去了。
And then God gave him the vision, so he turned around to go toward the west, to go to Europe.
有很多人就讨论争论，哎，为什么没有去东方？为什么没有去亚洲？为什么要先去欧洲？为什么要去西方？啊，为什么？为什么
？And so there's a lot of discussion that people among people say why goes to didn't go go to the east and whether he didn't went to the east but went to the west and why？
为什么？因为那里人需要啊。
And the simple answer is because the people there need。
当然，东方也需要。
Of course, I'm not east is needed too.
但是主耶稣基督说他来他是要救罪人他是要救病人
And, but Jesus said when he come he will come to save the sinner and the sicker
当然在人看来马其顿那个地方好像一无所缺但在上帝的眼中看他们迫切迫切的需要福音
Of course, in man's view, the people in Macedonia seems they have everything, but in the sight of God, they desperately need the gospel.
当然，东方也需要福音。
Of course, East need the gospel too.
但是上帝在当时对使徒的带领就是先去到那里吧，先去到那里吧。
But God's lead to the apostles at that times went there first.
当时的马其顿呢是强大的罗马帝国的一个直辖省啊，非常的强盛也富有，而且它的文化希腊文化事实上是啊很高怎么说呢？很丰盛的吧。
And as we mentioned, at that time, Macedonia is a very important province of Macedonia, and also very rich in material and culture.
看上去是一个无论在物质方面还是精神文化方面都不缺乏的地方。
And seems they don't lack anything, whether material or spiritual.
但真实马其顿人他们内心的光景到底怎样呢
？But what's the inner situation of Macedonia? What kind of situation looks like?
我们在使徒行传十六章接下来经文，我们就会看到，那么保罗他们一行人一去到马其顿啊、去到菲律比这个地方啊，菲律比是马其顿的一个城市哈、靠海岸比较近，去到那个地方。马上就被那些巫鬼行邪术的人就搅扰了。
And in the following scripture, we can see that when they went to the Macedonia, go to a place called Philippine, and at that time, you can see Paul and his team basically was met by a group of evil spirit, and also people doing kind of superstitious type of stuff.
是这样的一个地方，他们其实是一个。就是各行各种邪术，各种拜各种假神偶像，各种巫鬼邪灵横行的地方。
So you can say this is the place actually they worship all those idols and the demons and all the things that are very popular.
那么历史学家考证哈，在当时的马其顿的首府有巨大的这个希腊所谓美神的一个神庙。
And historians said at that time in the capital of the Macedonia, there's a huge, like a temple for the gods.
那么在这个庙里呢，1000多名所谓庙妓，其实就妓女。
And in this temple, there is like about constantly have 1,000 of temple prostitute.
就可以看见当时的马其顿人，他们是怎样的沉迷在这个醉中之乐、放纵情欲，何等的败坏，然后怎样的去各样的假神、偶像、巫鬼、邪灵横行的这么一个地方。
So you can see, Macedonia at that time was a place that was old idol worship and people living according to their lust and all the demon things that going on that type of place.
所以表面的物质丰富、文化繁荣都不能让马其顿人内心得到真正的平安。
So the riches in the material and the culture really cannot give inner peace to the Macedonian.
他们虽然拜倒在各样的假神偶像的前面，脚下，他们虽然沉迷在各种放纵情欲的醉翁之乐当中，但这一切只会让他们更加的绝望。
Even though they worship all kinds of idols and false gods, and they enjoy all the joy in the sin and the lust, but none of them can actually really bring a true peace in their life.
所以就在马其顿人他们内心这种绝望、这种黑暗当中，他们内心最深的这个呼声被上帝所听到。
So deep in our heart, in the very desperation, their calling is heard by God.
上帝就让使徒保罗看见这个异象。听见马其顿人的内心的呼声。
So God let Paul see this vision. That vision is that a Macedonian call deep from their heart.
所以使徒保罗就顺服神的旨意，顺服神的带领，就把福音带到了欧洲，带到马其顿。
So Paul submit the will of God and bring the gospel to Europe.
其实今天的世界。尤其是今天的西方世界，跟当年的马其顿何等的相似。
So in today's world, especially Western, we have here, we live here, we are so much close, similar to Macedonia that time.
一方面物质极大繁荣，科技高度发达。
On one hand, we can see abundance in the material and highly developed technology and
另一方面呢，人的内心却是极度的空虚，要用各种各样的娱乐或者是放纵情欲的东西来充满自己，来填充自己，或者说来麻醉自己。
And on the other hand, people's heart is so much in big a void, they have to fill it with all kind of entertainment and or drugs or addictions that to numb themselves.
各种各样的异端，各种各样的假神偶像崇拜越来越兴起来。
And we can see more and more like idol worship or different type of worship is showing up now.
前段时间我看到一个新闻，一个号称今天这个世界上最大的印度教神庙在哪里？
And I saw news a couple days ago. Right now, it's the And the most, the biggest Indian God's temple is located, do you know where?
那美国新泽西。
It's in New Jersey of the United States.
我们知道印度教里面那个假神偶像是极其极其的多啊。
And we know that in India, this false god and idols are so many for them.
所以我们今天来思想马其顿的呼声，这个呼声不是仅仅在两千多年前发出啊。
So today we think about the Macedonian call. This call is not just happened 2,000 years ago.
今天很多很多人心中也发出这样马其顿的呼声。
Today many many people deep in their heart they have this call too.
不是因为好像我们都在埃及做奴隶、做苦工，如何如何受到逼迫啊什么的，不是这样的。
It's not because we like Israelites in Egypt that were being enslaved, oppressed, or doing hard labors. It's not like that.
而是因为我们可能享受了我们自己所谓的自由，结果我们滥用这种自由，我们活到黑暗当中去了。
Rather, we enjoy kind of freedom we think we should have and misuse the freedom we.Have and lead us into the very dark situation.
所以今天愿意圣灵在我们每一个人心里做工哈。如果我们还没有认识主耶稣信靠主耶稣，用神光照我们，让我们都发出这个马其顿的呼声，来帮助我们，来拯救我们。
So today, God have a mercy upon us if we haven't accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, and may that God have gave us this insight of this calling like Macedonia have at that time.
也让我们每一个已经认识主耶稣基督、信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们也能够听见别人发出的这个马其顿的呼声，我们能够把福音带给这样的人。
And everyone of us who already believe in Jesus Christ, we can hear the Macedonian call among the people around us, so we can bring the gospel to the others.
什么样的人能够听见这马其顿的呼声呢？
What kind of people can hear such a call?
一个真正爱人灵魂的人，他才会听见这马其顿的呼声。
A person truly loves people's soul, and he can hear such a call.
使徒保罗爱人的灵魂。
And Paul loves people's soul.
使徒保罗他自己曾经就是一个活在罪中不能自拔的罪人。
He himself once was a living sin, and he cannot pull himself out.
他深深地知道这活在罪中被罪捆绑是何等的痛苦。
And he deeply knows how painful as if living sin and cannot get out.
当他看到这样的意象的时候，他说：“啊，这个声音我很熟悉啊，我就是这样的。”发出过这样的呼求的人。
And when he saw this vision, he came to realize, yeah, I'm familiar with such a call, and I once was in that status.
他就看到这个异象，他就听到这个呼声，他就把福音带到那黑暗当中的人。
And he saw this vision, he heard this call, and he bring the gospel to the people in the darkness.
当主耶稣基督在世上的时候，他看见世人，他看见什么呢？
And when Jesus Christ, while he was down on earth, what he saw,
他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
And the Bible said he saw a lot of people who moved with compassion for them because they were worried and scattered like a sheep has no shepherd.
英国伟大的布道家斯布珍曾经说，这句经文是压在他心上最重的一句经文。
And a British preacher Spurgeon said, "This scripture actually is like a huge burden to him."
我们就把斯布珍心中最重的这一句经文，我们一起读一下啊，就马太福音的九章三十六节。
Let's read the scripture together.
马太福音九章三十六节起。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。这是压在斯布珍心中最重的一句经文。
And this the scripture has the heaviest weight in Spurgeon.
他为什么这么说？他说，每当他思想这句经文的时候，他感到惭愧。
And why he say that? Because he said every time he meditated the scripture, he feels ashamed.
圣经告诉我们，我们信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
And the Bible teaches us, for those of us who trust Jesus Christ, our attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
那么以耶稣基督心为心意味着什么？
And the attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. What does it mean?
我们要看见耶稣所看见的，我们要听见耶稣所听见的。
We see what Jesus sees and we hear what Jesus hears.
耶稣看见世人，无论他们是什么样的人，耶稣看见这世人都是需要怜悯的，都是困苦流离，就像迷失的羊没了牧人一样。
And Jesus saw those people need mercy, and they are worried and scattered, and like a sheep have no shepherd.
我们知道，当年来到耶稣面前的人，各种各样的人都有啊。
And we know at that time when people come to Jesus, all kind of people.
他们当中当然有一些是非常在这样的患难痛苦当中的人。
Among them, of course, there is truly in the trouble and in the pain.
他们当中还有一群人，就是那些假冒为善的文士和法利赛人，他们也常常的跟着耶稣。他们要做什么？他们要试图找到把柄去陷害耶稣。有这样的人。
And also among the crowd, there are also like Hippocratic Pharisees, and they follow Jesus. Also, they want to find something they can accuse of Jesus.
他们来到耶稣那里的人，他们当中有贫穷的，有疾病的，也有富足的，也有成功的。
So come to Jesus there at that time, there is a poor, there is a sick, and also have a good life, live a good life and a successful person.
有劳苦担重担的，但是也有税吏，也有罗马的百夫长，也有那些文士和法利赛人。
And we know at the time, yes, we have the people in the heavy labor, and also we see we have the tax collector, we have the Roman centennial, and office.
那么显然，就这些人各有不同，带着不同的目的来到耶稣这里，但是耶稣看到他们都是一样的人，需要怜悯的人。
They are all different. They come to Jesus with different purposes, but what Jesus saw them the same. They all need mercy.
就像那些文士法利赛人，他们看见那些长大麻风的，看见那些患有各种疾病的，他们只看见这些人身上的污秽。
And like the Pharisees, when they saw the people with leprosy and all those things, they only see the filthy of those people.
他们所看见的跟耶稣所看见的完全不一样。
What they saw and quite different from what Jesus saw at that time.
所以当年的使徒保罗。为什么能听见这马其顿的呼声呢？因为他以耶稣基督的心为心。
So when Paul can hear the call of Macedonia, it's because he has the same attitude like Jesus.
他看马其顿人，虽然在世人看来马其顿人缺什么呢？好像什么都不缺，但他看马其顿，他知道马其顿人也是需要怜悯的，也是需要拯救的。
Even in the world view, the Macedonian people really lack nothing, but.What Paul says is this need mercy.
因为我们人自私的罪性，我们很难很难看到别人的需要。
Because our sinful nature, it's very difficult for us to see other people's needs.
我们也很难体会别人的痛苦，我们很难像耶稣那样真正以耶稣的心为心。
It's difficult for us to experience other people's pain, and it's very difficult for us to have the same attitude.Jesus Christ.
我听到过有一个姊妹就说：“哎呀，我这个人就是热心肠，我就是喜欢帮助人。”
And I heard one sister say that I'm a very passionate people, and I always want to help people.
但我身边就是没有需要帮助的人。
But around me, there's no people need help.
其实是不是他身边没有需要帮助的人呢
？But is that true that around her that there is no people need help?
只是他听不见、看不见而已。
It's just she couldn't see, she couldn't hear.
很多的时候啊，我们思想，当我们在那里谈论别人的时候
，Many times when we chat around about other people,
我们是在说啊，他需要我们的帮助，我们可以为他做什么？还是说，他这个人，他凭什么又涨工资了，又提升了？
And when we talk about other people, are we really talk about what that person need our help, or we talk about some gossips about what he or she is promoted or get something?
Oh, 你知不知道啊？他小孩去到那个学校去了，啊，凭什么
？Yeah, or then when the children go to what kind of school about what?
啊，或者听到别人遭遇一些困难不幸的事情，说，哎。都是他自己傻啊，就知道他就会这样子。
Or maybe we hear people suffer some things, and we comment on that because of the stupidity of they doing things like that.
有人喜欢说，可怜之人必有可恨之处啊。
And a lot of times in Chinese, they're saying is the pitiful person must have their nature being pitiful or being hateful.
有段时间我也觉得，哎呀，好像是这个样子啊。
And well, basically said, a pitiful person must have something to be blamed of. And at one time, I also think, yeah, that probably is true.
他把自己的人生之路走成这个样子，说啊，哎呀，他就是因为他当时这个样子嘛。
And that person lived his life to this status because he did so and so.
但事实上，后来我又一想，我们谁，我们哪一个人？又不是可怜的人呢。
But later on, I kind of come to thinking, any one of us is not a pitiful person and need have mercy.
Yeah, 我们都是可怜的人，都需要怜悯。
We are all pitiful and we all need mercy.
都需要怜悯。
We all need mercy.
我们再思想一下，
我们哪一个人身上又没有可恨之处呢？
And we also can think about any one of us in our life that something can be hated or be complained.
啊，我们常常听到有人说，哎呀，你看这个孩子啊，那就是没毛病，那就挑不出毛病。
And sometimes we will hear people say, "Hey, this kid is great. It is perfect."
那是孩子啊。
And this is a kid.
他说我要想看你的样子，你恨死我了。
And I said, because you see, it's a kid, so you think it's perfect. If I like that kid, he probably hate me to the utmost.
哪一个不是需要怜悯的人？哪一个不是可怜之人？
So every one of us are pitiful person and we need mercy.
那么哪一个身上又没有可恨之处呢？
And in everyone probably have something that would be hated by other people.
雅各书二章十三节告诉我们，因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判，怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
And James chapter 2 verse 13 said, judgment is without mercy to be the one who has shown no mercy, mercy triumphant over judgment.
我们为什么就听不到马其顿的呼声？我们为什么就看不到别人的需要呢？
Why we cannot hear the call of a Macedonian? Why we cannot see the needs of other people?
因为我们有没有以耶稣基督的心为心
？Think about whether we have the same attitude as Jesus Christ.
我们一起来读屏幕上这一处的经文，《马太福音》九章三十五到三十八节。
Let's read the scripture on the screen.
马太福音》九章三十五节起。耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。神就差派使徒保罗去收庄稼。
God sent Paul to harvest.
那么使徒保罗看见上帝给他的异象，听到这马其顿的呼声，他们立刻就渡过爱琴海，就去到一个陌生的地方，去到陌生的大陆。
So when they saw the vision and they hear the call, they immediately go to a like a foreign land.
那么到了马其顿，有没有人欢迎他们呢？没有的。
And also when they arrived in Macedonia, is anyone welcome them?
那么事实上，我们在接下来的经文会看到，保罗到了马其顿。到了第一个马其顿的城市菲利比，他们没有受到欢迎，没有如何，他们相反，他们首先就被那些行邪术啊、巫鬼所搅扰，然后他们被抓、被棒打、被关到监牢里。
And in the following scripture, we can learn later on, and they are, when they went to the Macedonia, they are not welcomed, and they are actually bothered by all those who performed the demon action and all those things, and they will be.A prison, the beaten, and other things.
有时候我们常常想哈，我们只要顺服神的旨意，那我们肯定就顺利，肯定一帆风顺。
And a lot of times we think if we submit to the will of God, we must be prosper. Everything will be smooth.
但是如果我们来看圣经，往往不是这样。
But if you look at the Bible, actually, it's not the case.
尤其是看《使徒行传》，往往就不是这样。越是顺服神的旨意，越是遭遇各样的患难逼迫。
If you look at this Acts, the more cases like the more you follow the word of God, and more persecution you will suffer.
那保罗、希拉被关在监牢里面，他们在做什么？他们在唱诗赞美神。
And Paul and Silas, when they were in the prison, they sing and praise God.
然后众囚犯侧耳而听。
And then all the prisoners just hear the singing.
结果保罗就把福音传给那个看管监狱的那个狱卒，结果狱卒全家人都信主，都得救了。
And Paul gave the gospel to the prison guard, and all his family are saved.
所以这就是保罗顺服上帝的带领，顺服上帝的呼召，去到马其顿所经历的。
And that's what Paul experienced when he submitted himself to the call and will of God.
他没有经历一帆风顺啊，这个平安无事，他经历了挫折患难，但是他经历了神的同在，他看见神的作为。
He didn't experience everything smoothly, but he does experience the work of God.
这就是一个人的一生，在这地上可以经历最美好、最幸福的事情，就是我看见神的同在，我看见上帝的作为了。
And this is a person can experience the best, most beautiful thing is experience the work of God.
我们今天来思想马其顿的呼声，我们来思想圣经中另外一处记载的呼声。
And when we think about the call from Macedonia, let's think about another call recorded in the Bible.
马其顿的呼声被上帝听到了。
And Macedonia's call heard by God.
被上帝回应了。
And God responded to.
上帝差派他的仆人把拯救的福音带到那个地方，带到那群人。
God sent his apostle to bring the gospel to that place.
我们来看圣经中另外一处呼声，我给大家读一下哈这段经文。大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
Another calling from the Bible, and I'll just read it. You can look on the screen.
路加福音十六章十九到三十一节，有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐；又有一个讨饭的，名叫拉撒路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口，要得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的疮。后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说：“我祖宗亚伯拉罕，可怜我吧！打发拉撒路来，用指尖蘸点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。”亚伯拉罕说：“儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，拿撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这里过到你们那里是不能的，要从那里过到我们这边也是不能的。”财主说：“我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拿撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。”亚伯拉罕说：“你有摩西和先知的话可以听从。”他说：“我主亚伯拉罕呐，不是的，若有一个从死里复活的到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。”亚伯拉罕说：“若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。”在这里我们看到有一个人不断地发出呼声，地狱里发出的呼声。
And here we see a person issue a call and a call from hell.
但他的这些哀求，他这个呼声有没有得到回应呢？
But his plea is call is responded.
得到了回应，但是也得到了拒绝。
And it was responded, but it's rejected.
怎么哀求都再没有用了。
No matter how you prayed, there's no use.
再也没有用了。有深渊限定。
There is no use because there is a.Separation.
那么但丁的神曲当中，他对地狱有一个描述。
In Dante's work, and he described hell.
他说地狱的门口有这样的一句话。
And he said that on the door of the hell, there is a sentence.
来者快将一切希望抛弃。
And whoever comes here, just give up all your hope.
那这个财主落到地狱里，他可能忘记了这句话。
And the wealth man here in the scripture, he probably forgot this sentence.
他在地狱里，他还在求，他还在喊，有用吗？没用了。
And here I will still plead and still ask, but there's no use.
感谢神，我们今天还有机会发出马其顿的呼声。
Thank God.Today we still have an opportunity to have the plea like Macedonia.
我们今天还有机会向上帝来呼求。
We still have the opportunity to call upon God.
有一天这个机会没有了。
One day this opportunity will be lost.
这就是地狱最痛苦的地方，人在地狱里哀哭切齿，再也没有机会了。
That's the most painful thing, truth about the hell, is there you cry, you don't have any opportunity anymore.
所以今天我们今天来思想马其顿的呼声、啊、首先让我们每一个信靠神的人，让我们能够听到别人发出的马其顿的呼声。
So today we study the Macedonian call from Macedonia. Let's hear.The Macedonian call.
每一个没有信靠主耶稣基督的人，无论他在这个世界上他是什么职业，他是什么身份、啊、他在怎么样的文化，怎么样的地位当中，都是一样的。
And no matter in this world that hasn't come to Jesus Christ, no matter what status is, culture, wealth, whatever, they are all the same.
他们所了解的人生不过就是生老病死，劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
And what they realize, the human life is born and getting older and dying and labor in old days, and everything will be passed, flee away.
无奈的，绝望的，等候死亡，惧怕死亡。
And in desperation, hopelessness, they're waiting for the death and afraid of death.
无论他是什么样的人，都是这样。
No matter what kind of person, that's the conclusion.
所以，神打开我们心里的眼睛，让我们真的以耶稣基督的心为心，让我们有一个爱人灵魂的心。
So may the Lord open our eye, and we truly have the attitude the same as Jesus Christ, and we have the heart to love people.
让这已经信靠耶稣的人，已经蒙恩得救的人，把福音带给这需要福音的人。
So those of us who already trust Jesus Christ, we can bring the gospel to those who need the gospel.
那么愿意每一个还没有信靠主耶稣基督的人。
And also pray that everyone has not trusted Jesus Christ yet.
不要再浪费时间在毫无意义的虚度光阴中了。
Do not waste your time in life.
现在就呼求。
And give your call right now.
神啊，我现在就需要你的拯救。
Lord, I want your salvation right now.
我现在就得到那耶稣拯救世人灵魂的福音。
I want to have the gospel of Jesus Christ that saves our soul.
不要有一天，等到我的呼声再也不会被听到了。
And I don't want at that time, my call is no longer being answered.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is lamp upon our feet, light upon path.
那么人生之路是在光明当中。
So our life live in a light.
愿圣灵光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit teaches us.
我们当中若还没有信靠主耶稣基督的人，愿圣灵光照我们，让我们能够发出这样的一个呼喊。我们愿得到上帝的怜悯，得到神的拯救。
If I haven't accepted Jesus Christ, may the Holy Spirit lead us and teaches me, and so I can call upon the mercy of God, call the salvation of God.
我们若已经信靠主耶稣基督的人，愿神也光照我们，让我们真正的能够以耶稣基督的心为心，能够听见世人所发出的这个马其顿的呼声。
For those of us already accept Jesus Christ, may God teach us so we truly have the attitude same as Jesus Christ. We can hear the call of the people around us.
愿神加给我们的信心、热心和爱心，让我们能够把福音带给这世上的人，让我们也经历与神同在、见证神作为的那样的一个美好时光。
May God add us faith and strength and give us the passion that will bring the gospel to the peoples, and we also can experience and testify the work of God as such a beautiful thing in our life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.